The Peloponnesian War, a tale of ancient conflict and timeless lessons. Introduction, the seeds of war. In the late 5th century BC, the Greek world stood on the brink of a conflict that would reshape the ancient Mediterranean. As an historian who has dedicated much of my career to studying this pivotal moment, I invite you to journey with me through the complexities of the Peloponnesian War, a conflict that pitted the mighty naval empire of Athens against the formidable land power of Sparta and their respective allies. This war was not merely a clash of arms, but a collision of ideologies, ambitions, and ways of life. Athens, with its radical democracy and imperial aspirations, faced off against Sparta, a conservative oligarchy renowned for its military prowess. The stage was set for a confrontation that would last nearly 3 decades, from 431 to 404 BC, and leave an indelible mark on the course of Western civilization. The origins of conflict, fear, honor, and interest. To understand the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War, we must first grasp the underlying tensions that had been building for years. As Thucydides, the great historian of this conflict, astutely observed, the growth of the power of Athens and the alarm which this inspired in Laestimon made war inevitable. This observation encapsulates what I consider to be the fundamental causes of the war: fear, honor, and interest. Sparta, long accustomed to its position as the preeminent power in Greece, watched with growing unease as Athens expanded its influence in the decades following the Persian Wars. The Athenian-led Delian League, originally formed as a defensive alliance against Persia, had gradually transformed into an instrument of Athenian imperial ambition. As Athens' power grew, so too did Spartan apprehension. Meanwhile, Athens, flush with the confidence born of its naval supremacy and democratic vigor, sought to extend its reach and secure its position. The Athenians believed that their empire was not only justified but necessary for their security and prosperity. This clash of interests and the mutual suspicion it engendered created a powder keg that needed only a spark to ignite. That spark came in the form of a seemingly minor dispute involving Corinth, a Spartan ally, and its colony Corcyra. When Athens intervened on behalf of Corcyra, it set in motion a chain of events that would draw both powers into open conflict. The decision to go to war was not taken lightly on either side, but once set in motion, it proved difficult to stop. The Archidamian War, stalemate and suffering. The initial phase of the conflict, known as the Archidamian War, lasted from 431 to 421 BC. It was characterized by annual Spartan invasions of Attica, the territory surrounding Athens, and Athenian naval raids along the Peloponnesian coast. The Athenian strategy, devised by the statesman Pericles, was one of attrition. By withdrawing behind their impregnable long walls and relying on their naval supremacy to maintain supply lines, the Athenians hoped to outlast the Spartans. However, this strategy came at a terrible cost. The concentration of population within Athens' walls led to the outbreak of a devastating plague in 430 BC. This epidemic not only decimated the Athenian population, but also claimed the life of Pericles himself, depriving Athens of its most capable leader at a critical juncture. The war during this period was marked by brutal actions on both sides. The fate of Plataea, a small city allied with Athens, serves as a stark example. After a prolonged siege, the Spartans captured the city in 427 BC and executed all the male defenders. Such acts of cruelty became increasingly common as the war dragged on, eroding the shared cultural bonds that had once united the Greek world. Despite these hardships, neither side could gain a decisive advantage. The Athenians scored significant victories, such as the capture of Pylos in 425 BC, but also suffered setbacks, most notably their defeat at Delium in 424 BC. The war settled into a grueling stalemate, with both sides growing weary of the conflict. The Peace of Nicias and the Sicilian Expedition. In 421 BC, exhausted by years of inconclusive fighting, Athens and Sparta agreed to the Peace of Nicias, named after the Athenian general who brokered the deal. This treaty was meant to last for 50 years, but in reality, it was little more than a temporary respite. The underlying tensions that had led to war remained unresolved, and smaller conflicts continued to simmer. It was during this uneasy peace that Athens embarked on its most ambitious and ultimately disastrous venture, the Sicilian expedition of 415-413 BC. Urged on by the charismatic but reckless Alcibiades, the Athenians launched a massive naval expedition against the city of Syracuse in Sicily. This campaign, far from the Aegean and stretching Athens' resources to the limit, was a gamble that would have dire consequences. The Sicilian expedition ended in complete disaster for Athens. The entire force, including 200 ships and thousands of men, was destroyed. This catastrophe not only depleted Athens' military strength, but also shattered its aura of invincibility. The failure in Sicily marked a turning point in the war, emboldening Athens' enemies and setting the stage for the final phase of the conflict. The Decelian War, Athens' downfall. The final years of the war, known as the Decelian War, saw a dramatic reversal of fortunes. Sparta, sensing Athens' vulnerability, renewed its offensive with vigor. In 413 BC, on the advice of Alcibiades, who had defected to Sparta, the Spartans established a permanent fortification at Decelia in Attica, disrupting Athens' agricultural production and silver mining operations. Perhaps even more significantly, Sparta entered into an alliance with Persia, gaining access to Persian gold to finance its fleet. This allowed Sparta to challenge Athens' naval supremacy for the first time. The Athenians, despite their weakened state, fought on with remarkable resilience. They even managed to score some impressive victories, such as the Battle of Cyzicus in 410 BC. However, the tide had decisively turned against Athens. Internal political strife, including a brief oligarchic coup in 411 BC, further weakened the city's resolve. The final blow came at the Battle of Aegospotami in 405 BC, where the Spartan admiral Lysander destroyed the Athenian fleet. With their naval power broken and their food supply cut off, the Athenians were forced to surrender in 404 BC. The aftermath of the war was harsh for Athens. The long walls were demolished, the Athenian Empire was dismantled, and a pro-Spartan oligarchy known as the 30 Tyrants was installed. The great democracy that had defined Athens for nearly a century was, for a time, extinguished. Lessons and legacy. As we reflect on the Peloponnesian War, we are confronted with timeless questions about power, ambition, and the nature of international relations. The conflict demonstrates how fear and mistrust between states can escalate into devastating warfare. It shows us the dangers of imperial overreach and the unpredictable nature of protracted conflicts. Moreover, the war offers a cautionary tale about the fragility of civilized norms in times of extreme stress. The atrocities committed by both sides, such as the Athenian massacre of the Melians in 416 BC, reveal how easily moral constraints can erode in the face of perceived existential threats. Yet, the resilience of Greek civilization is also evident. Despite the war's destructiveness, Greek culture continued to flourish. The period saw remarkable achievements in philosophy, drama, and historical writing, including Thucydides' own account of the war, which remains a cornerstone of historical and political thought to this day. In conclusion, the Peloponnesian War stands as a testament to the complexities of human nature and the challenges of maintaining peace in a world of competing powers. Its lessons, though drawn from events more than two millennia past, continue to resonate in our modern world. As we grapple with our own geopolitical tensions and conflicts, the story of Athens and Sparta serves as both a warning and a guide, reminding us of the high stakes of war and the enduring value of peace.